Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections. Well, it's the fourth Sunday of Easter, or Eastertide, and we've been spending time talking about the 50-day period that's been set aside in order for us to really consider what resurrection living is. And how, in examining its power and its glory, we learn how to live a new kind of life. We've talked about what it meant to be in Christ, our new position in Him. Last week, we spent some time talking about positioning ourselves by hearing, positioning ourselves to obedience. And today, I'd like to spend some time in Ephesians, talking about the boundless gift of grace, the boundless gift of grace. Our scripture comes out of Ephesians 1, 7 through 8. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of the grace which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. I love that verse. According to the riches of His grace, which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. When I was a child at Allen Chapel AME Church in Kansas City, there was a song that the senior choir would sing, and it was entitled Grace. There was a mentor of mine, Mrs. Olivia Gentry, who would bellow out the chorus, which highlights the richness and indescribable power of God's grace. And it goes a little like this. Grace, grace, God's grace. His grace is sufficient for me. Grace, grace, God's grace. His grace will give you the victory. As we talk about victorious living, we would be remiss if we did not take time to examine the source of our salvation and crown jewel of God's blessing, which is His grace, without which victorious living would be impossible. For it was the grace of God that would finally resolve man's issue with sin, his personal sin that thwarted his relationship with his Heavenly Father and with his fellow man. It would take extraordinary, boundless grace to reverse the downward spiral of fallen man. In the Old Testament, grace, or hene, generally referred to one finding favor and acceptance with God. In the New Testament, while grace still infers the favor of grace, it is listed here as charis. It's extended to include God's goodwill and His loving kindness. This boundless gift of grace was and is extended to us through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ made it possible for God to complete His plan of salvation, creating and created before the foundation of the world. This glorious grace, which actually characterizes the nature of God, has resulted in God's choosing us, adopting us as children, and making us acceptable in the Beloved, Ephesians 1, 3 through 6. In Christ, man finds redemption and forgiveness of sins. Jesus satisfied the holy and legal requirement of God by paying the price for sin with the shedding of blood, as outlined in Leviticus 17, 11. When God's people chose to continue in their sin, when we choose to continue in our sins, unable to keep the law, God made actual the eternal blessing uttered in eternity. God sent his Son. In Ephesians 1:8, Paul states that the riches of God's grace abound toward us. The Revised Standard Version translation builds on that thought, using instead of abound, uses the words lavished upon us. Such extraordinary covering by God's grace flows from the depths of his love, for it was God who first loved us. And it includes with it the recipient's understanding, or the prudence and wisdom, of God's purpose, to feel his heart of mercy, to approve and to concur with his redeeming plans as men made wise unto salvation. That's why this time of Eastertide is so important, that we can really examine all that is involved in that grace. One thing all men and women have in common, regardless of time, space, or geography, is sin. We see sin's daily effect: crime, civil strife, social injustice. All of these find their root in sin. And there are subtle sins that are hidden from the visible eye, yet still affect the behavior of individuals, of churches, society, and yes, even our nation. These include greed, jealousy, envy, and hate. But in Christ, the believer's identity with Christ and his position, his new position before God the Father, now men have access to the only thing that can reverse sin's grips of the heart. And when it grips the heart, it brings with it guilt, shame, unforgiveness, and hopelessness. The issues of the 21st century, if you think about it, are actually heart issues. Hearts have hardened, and they're determined to live self-centered and disobedient lives. Neither money nor power nor politics can resolve humanity's woes. Narcissistic or charismatic leaders cannot end the personal and political impasses that we see taking place on the world stage. Better schools or larger jails won't end generations of economic inequity. There is only one thing that can reverse the cycle of death set forth by sin in the garden, and it's the boundless grace of God. Alex Moyer, in his classic book, Look to the Rock, gives insight into the impact of God's boundless gift of grace. When God's people could not rise to the height of his standard, God didn't lower his standard to match their abilities. He transformed them. And this transformation began with Jesus Christ. It is possible only through the acceptance of God's boundless gift. As you spend your time during this season of Easter, write down your thoughts on how the boundless gifts of grace has changed, are changing, and can change your life. One of the things that we offer is Jesus today. If you would like access to this boundless power of grace, we invite you to go to our website, inthewordministries.org, and click on the tab, An Invitation. This grace will truly give you the victory. That's it for today. Thank you so much for following us on Morning Reflections. We invite you next week as we continue on our journey of Eastertide. We invite you also to share this podcast with your friends and family, and we look forward to being with you next week on Morning Reflections. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.